Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebnew. If you have a COVID test scheduled at the Ocean County College drive-thru site for today, you don't anymore, and you may not have one Monday either. The county has closed the site today due to the high intense wind gusts swirling around out there, with a potentially nasty storm set for Monday. Testing and vaccination appointments may not happen either. If any of them are canceled, your appointments will still be honored. Johnson & Johnson says its vaccine appears to protect against COVID-19 with just one shot. It's not as strong, though, as the other two shots like Pfizer and Moderna, but still potentially helpful for a world in dire need of more doses. Results out today show the single-shot vaccine is 66% effective overall at preventing moderate to severe illness and much more protective against the most serious symptoms. The vaccine works better in the U.S. compared to South Africa. Johnson & Johnson is filing an application for emergency use in the U.S. first. With a deadline looming for the governor and legislature to pass enabling legislation for legal weed in New Jersey, there is word of progress, but no deal. Voters approved legalization in November, but Governor Murphy and lawmakers can't agree on the laws that'll govern it. The main sticking point is penalties for underage marijuana use. If you've lost your health insurance as a result of the pandemic, the state is offering an extended open window to sign up a New Jersey state-run health exchange. A special COVID-19 enrollment period will begin Monday, allowing anybody without job-based health care to sign up for a state plan. Jobless claims for the week ending January 23rd saw a slight decrease, according to the latest numbers from the State Department of Labor. Over 16,600 new claims were filed, about a 1% decrease from the week before. Since mid-March, the department has received nearly 2 million initial unemployment claims. A Middletown mom whose youngest daughter won her battle with a form of leukemia is continuing to raise funds and awareness to help out other families going through a similar fight by supporting them emotionally and financially. Andrea Verdone-Gorsigner is the president of Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer and is holding a virtual fundraiser tomorrow, riding her Peloton for 24 hours straight, hoping to raise funds that can also help with finding new cancer-fighting drugs.
And talking to so many oncologists and researchers, they're like, listen, you know, science is like technology. We have the ideas. We have some theories, but we just don't have the proper funding we need to put some of these in effect.
You can learn more about her fundraiser tomorrow and the nonprofit itself at infiniteloveforkidsfightingcancer.org. In sports today, the Knicks entertain the Cavaliers at 7 at the Garden. The Nets visit the Thunder in Oklahoma City at 8 o'clock. On Wall Street this morning, a hectic day like all the rest so far this week. The Dow, for one, dropped 577 points this morning and sits at 30,025 as of lunchtime. Weather today, freezing, high of 26 and a low of 15. In between, gusty winds, like I said, up to 40 miles an hour at times, and partly to mostly sunny skies, very cold overnight. And keep an eye out on Dan Zarrow's forecast on our app as well for all the latest regarding Sunday and Monday's storm. I'm Vin Ebnew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.